Hi, it's Karen, and may kwento na naman ako today. So for today's episode, I'd like to answer a question na madalas tinatanong sa akin ever since nag-start ako na med school, which is, nag-gap year ka ba? Or, why did you not take a gap year? And understandable naman, like, I graduated with a degree of BS Pharmacy in 2020 and entered med school din in 2020 as well. So, same year lang, diba? Let's start from the beginning. So, when I was still in my fourth year in undergrad, bale, 5 years kasi yung course ko, nag-iisip na ako if I'll take the NMAT on my fifth year na. Kaso, yung magiging review ko kasi noon, I need ko isabay sa workload ko sa college and need ko mag-start around the time na I was still doing an internship. Bale, that time pa lang, iniisip ko na what if mag-gap year na lang ako so I can actually have this time, the study for the NMAT, yan, dedicated time talaga. Kaso, at the end, napasabak na tayo kasi sabi ko naman, pwede naman ako mag-retake if I don't meet the 90 and above cutoff for the med schools I'm aiming for. But fortunately, I was able to do that. E di okay na, yun. E di ayos na yung NMAT. Then, during the stress, which was fifth year pharmacy, the period for med school application started na rin. E di nakikita ko rin yung mga kakilala ko na nagre-request na ng mga documents, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, kinukulit na rin ako ng parents ko na mag-apply na. And, of course, ayun, taking a gap year is still at the back of my mind that time. And then again, naisip ko rin na if hindi ako matanggap na mga a-applyan kong public universities kasi they are quite competitive, kasi malaking bagay na mababa lang yung tuition fee. Sabi ko, pag di ako natanggap, mag-gap year ako, ganyan. Eh di, ayun, try tayo. Of course, narinig ko rin naman sa mga kasama ko na more or less may tatanggap raw sa akin. Pero syempre, when you're at that moment na ikaw na yung nag-a-apply, you feel that anything can happen. Kinakabahan ka, what if mali-mali yung sagot mo sa interview, what if hindi enough yung GWA mo, what if hindi enough yung NMAT score mo. Ayun, mas paranoid ka, ganyan. So, of course, I needed to be open sa worst case scenario na baka di ako matanggap ng mga target schools ko. At least, hindi ganun magiging kasama yung loob ko if ever that happens. Pinipreempt ko lang yung pwedeng mangyari. At the end, I'm thankful naman na I was able to be admitted sa isang med school where the financial burden is not that heavy. Especially since medical education tends to be costly in general. By that time, sige, sabi ko, I decided na okay, tutuloy na tayo, natanggap na tayo, sayang naman yung slot. Kaso, I received an email na may form akong need i-fill up. So, yun pala yung need i-fill up para to confirm my slot. Syempre, nung nakita kong email, of course, mapapaisip ulit ako na that time napaisip ako na Gina ba talaga? Like, guna ba talaga tayo? Ganyan. Kaya, before ko i-push forward yung pagpunta ko sa med school na tuloy-tuloy, nag-ano muna ako, gumawa ako ng pros and cons list. Pros and cons list for taking a gap year. Kasi, that time, syempre, kinakabahan ako na what if hindi ako makapag-adjust na maayos dahil pagod na pagod ako from pharmacy, ganyan. Pero alam ko may mga magsasabi sa inyo na, of course, syempre, people may think na it's too late to back out na kasi natanggap ka na. Pero personally kasi, ayoko kasi mag-commit sa isang bagay with a half-hearted decision. I don't want to start something that I cannot finish. And entering med school kasi is quite a big decision na hindi pwedeng parang napilitan lang ako given the circumstances, diba? So, before I start, disclaimer lang, disclaimer na I would talk about these points and the issues I will raise na according siya sa circumstances ko at that time. And it will be discussed through my perspective then. And itong pros and cons list na ginawa ko ay syempre hindi siya generalizable since may specific issues lang na possibly baka sa akin lang important or nagmamatter. And these pros and cons were pretty much time-bound for me. So magsimula tayo sa pros. Ano bang maganda if mag-gap year ako at that time? Eh di, syempre, first of all, one of the major issues na kinaharap ko that time is that I'll have a dedicated time to focus on studying for my board exams. Kasi syempre, pharmacy, may sarili silang licensure exam. Yun kasi yung plano ko if ever I took a gap year. Like, isa kasi sa mga top fears ko ay hindi pumasa sa licensure exam namin. Kasi aside sa fact na people expect I would pass given na I ran for Latin honors, ganyan, nung undergrad, may magandang track record din kasi yung college namin. So medyo nakaka-pressure kahit hindi sinasadya ng college na i-pressure ka. Ayun, so of course, preparing for the board exams would be time-consuming regardless if nag-review center ka or self-review. And my parents would never forgive me if hindi ako kumuha ng licensure exam. Kumuha-kuha pa ako ng course, hindi ko pala kukunin yung boards, ganyan, sasabihin nila sa akin. Eh, even if pumasok ako sa med right after grad, I'm sure ipupush nila yung idea na kumuha pa rin ako ng boards. So, ayun, pag nag-gap year ako, I just think na having a dedicated time for board exam preparation back then was very ideal for me. Bali, yung point lang naman nito, ng pro na to, is that dapat may plano ka kung anong balak mong gawin with your allotted time. Ang hirap kasi na wala ka palang plano kung anong gagawin mo dun sa magiging time na quote-unquote pahinga mo, diba? Actually, same concern lang din siya with my next pro on the list, which is at least if I take a gap year, I can work muna or masisimulan ko na yung return service ko kasi may kontrata kaming pinirmahan nung pharmacy na we can work muna for a number of years before kami payagan, for example, na if gusto namin mag-pursue ng practice abroad, ganyan. Para I can at least have a feel muna kung ano meron sa field, ganyan. But at this time kasi, di ko na consider kung gaano ba talaga kahaba ang process of applying for a job. Like, narinig ko lang din to sa mga kasamahan ko, and nung kaya ko mag-apply sa mga part-time jobs, kanyan. Like, some companies will take you, I mean, will make you take written and oral exams, aside from the fact na may interview ka pa. So, baka hindi ako makakafocus sa boards if isabay ko sa work, diba? Well, kinaya naman ng mga batchmates ko from farm na isabay sa work nila yung pag-aaral sa boards. Pero syempre, at that time, di naman namin alam kung paano kami kukuha ng boards. During that time, kasi lahat kami hindi pa nakakakuha. So, another pro would be I can take a break from very rigorous academic training. Kasi alam ko, academically heavy ang medicine. So, even if I would study for the boards, so sana sa gap year, mas flexible siya as compared sa may classes ka and coursework every day within a specific schedule. And honestly, I've spent the past 5 years in an undergrad struggling to get a decent break in between workloads. So feel ko, deserve ko naman magpahinga, diba? Kahit pa paano. So, ayun. Bale, last na on my pros lists. Bale, that time is that, diba, lockdown, nagsimula yung pandemic. So, I'm pretty sure na yung magiging transition namin sa med school ay magiging online class yung setup. I mean, given the trends of COVID-19 that time, I know na aabutin ng lockdown yung first sem namin at least. I mean, syempre, di ko in-expect na hanggang ngayon, online classes pa rin kami, diba? But still, ang nasa utak ko by that time is, kakayanin ko ba talaga ang med school with that kind of setup? Kasi syempre, hindi naman yun yung kinagisnan namin na face-to-face classes, na mas practical, laboratory heavy pa naman kami nung undergrad, so more galaw-galaw kami, ganyan. So, if I take a gap year, I don't need to deal with that drastic adjustment na need ko gawin if online classes nga yung magiging setup. So yun yung mga nasa utak ko na advantages if I ever took a gap year that time. Pero now, let's talk about yung mga cons of taking a gap year. Ano bang magiging negatives, ganyan. So, first of all, pag-usapan natin yung parents ko, my parents. Like, kasi in their minds, tutuloy na ako ng med. Natanggap na nga, diba? I was never able to bring up the idea of taking a gap year. But knowing them, I don't think they would be happy to hear na after ko mag-aral ng 5 years sa college, ay gusto ko pa quote-unquote patagalin before ako makapasok ng med school. Matagal na kasi nilang pinag-iipunan yung pag-med school ko. And they were really anticipating na makapasok na rin ako by 2020. And at the end of the day, panganay pa rin ako in a very traditional middle-class family. And expected sa akin na I can't really disappoint their expectations. So, if ever I took a gap year, given the lockdown context, lagi nila ako makikita sa bahay. And they'll be reminded na hindi muna ako tumuloy ng med. And I'm pretty sure that they'll probably remind me of it every day. So, ayun. Alam kong if mangyari sa akin yun, di yun makakatulong sa mental health ko, if ever. So, that's a pretty big con for me. Another con would be the likelihood na I would get attached sa magiging work ko or sa field na papasukin ko. Na baka umabot to the point na baka magdalawang isip ako sa pagpasok ng med. I mean, my reasons naman for pursuing medicine are robust. I'd like to believe na hindi naman ako mabilis magbago-bago ng isip pagdating sa pangarap ko, ganyan. But I'm not fond of the idea na darating na naman ako sa point na need ko pag-isipan if tutuloy ba ulit ako and it would be more stressful by that time since mas marami nang at stake. Like I'm sure at the end of my gap year or so-called break na baka may trabaho na ako by that time and that job, I'll have a job that I'll reluctantly need to let go para makapag-aral ako full-time. And I don't like wavering about my decisions over and over again. So ayun, ayoko lang ng additional stress for my future self. Pinepreempt ko na baka umabot ulit ako sa time na need ko pag-isipan if itutuloy ko na yung pagtatrabaho or isa-stop ko na para makapag-med ako, ganyan. So, ito, malaking con for me. Uulit na naman ako for the med school applications. Kasi yung target school ko, they demand na if next year ko balak pumasok, need ko na naman patunayan yung sarili ko na I deserve the slot. So, I need to undergo such a competitive process ulit. And honestly, applying in itself was already stressful. Tapos syempre, we already utilized a lot of resources para lang makapag-apply ako. Di lang naman oras ang binuhos ko, but also the money of my parents din. So isipin mo if uulitin ko lahat ulit yun. Parang ang hirap, diba? Anyway, malaki siyang con for me at that time. And lastly, very personal siguro to for me, tong issue na to. But I don't really like letting go of opportunities, regardless if sa tingin ko, kung kaya ko ba sila o hindi. I mean, currently our family pays around 6,500 pesos per sem for my med school education. And ang laking bagay if pinakawalan ko yun at that time. Okay, sige, ialis natin sa equation yung financial aspect. At that time, I was already offered a slot in med school. And ang hirap pakawalan nun kasi I always believe na we get access to opportunities that the universe believes that we can pull off. It's a personal mantra at that point na if may dumating sa akin opportunity, I don't try to say no to it. Yan. Ayokong may malaking what ifs ako sa utak ko pag pinakawalan ko yung opportunity. I mean, ngayon naman, may what ifs pa rin ako if nag-gap year ako. But I don't think it would be of the same degree if I had what ifs. Like, what if tumuloy ako mag-med or tumuloy ako sa school that offered me admissions? For me kasi, the idea of taking a gap year is value neutral at best. And it would really depend on the specific context of the person considering kung mag-gap year ba siya o hindi. Like, we can say that taking a gap year is a privilege kasi binigyan mo yung sarili mo ng time to know and pace yourself. But at the same time, we can say that there are a lot of people who took gap years para makatulong muna sa pamilya nila and para makapag-ipon muna kasi syempre, as I've said before, magastos ang med school. One of the usual hooks kasi with taking a gap year is finding yourself daw given the time. But I think, personal think, every day naman, we try to discover more of ourselves with our different experiences. So even if tumuloy ako ng med, for example, I can still try to know more about myself by looking at how I adapt in such a challenging environment. Pero syempre, ito, I gave myself a condition na if hindi ko kayanin ang med school, kasi syempre at that time, di ko naman talaga sigurado if I could adjust well, kaya di ba nag-iisip ako mag-gap year. Na if hindi ko nga kayanin ang med school, hindi ko kayanin yung workload, I'll take a leave of absence, yan. Lalo na't mauuwi siya sa point na need ko ipagsabay yung review ko for boards and pag-aaral ko sa med. And even if the best case scenario happened na, like currently registered pharmacist na ako, and I'm currently a second year med school student, I'll always take into consideration na open yung option for me to take a leave of absence if hindi ko kayanin. And ang importante naman, sinubukan ko naman gawin lahat para lang ma-pull off ko to. So, if tatanungin mo ako if wala akong regrets na tumuloy ako agad ng med, syempre, ang isasagot ko ay, most of the time, okay naman. Di naman siya masyadong naka-apekto. Pero, there are times talaga na napapaisip ako, ayun, what if nag-work muna ako, ganyan. Eh, syempre, nakikita ko yung mga undergrad batchmates ko na nakakalabas sila and they have their own money to buy things that they want. Tapos, they can go to places that they want to experience, ganyan. Oo, like marunong ako maingit sa mga ganyang bagay. Bata pa rin naman ako. Sabi kasi nila na pag nag-aral ako ng mabuti, sulit naman daw sa dulo. Pero di ko na take into consideration kung gaano ba katagal yung need na sacrifice in order na maging sulit talaga yung lahat ng quote-unquote sacrifices ko, ganyan. Pero syempre, pangarap ko kasi magdoktor. Diba? Pangarap ko siya. And may mga dahilan naman ako kung bakit ito yung field na pinursu ko. Maybe sometime, ikakwento ko sa inyo sa ibang pagkakataon kung bakit tumuloy ako ng medicine. Pero, ang importante, my 7-year-old self would be happy if she got to know kung nasaan ako ngayon. I mean, it may not be easy. Actually, it's far from easy. But at least, I'm trying, diba? Anyway, I hope may napulot kayo sa episode na to kahit tilaok ng tilaok yung manok namin sa likod, ganyan. Even if it's just my perspective kung paano ako na nagtuloy-tuloy ako sa pag-aaral. I know a lot of people go through this experience and the best I can do is to share my train of thought when I was deciding for myself. Some of them kasi may be too shallow, but they were important for me at that time. Kaya if you're undergoing the same process, just don't try to invalidate the points you're considering and I'm sure you'll make the right choice and right decision. So that's it for this month's episode, which is very special to me because March is actually my birthday month. So sa susunod ulit nating kwentuhan, bye!